Namaste, Namaha. Welcome to your self-care practice for your spine. We're working today with your spinal cord and with your spine. Why is your spine so important? Well, it's very important because first of all, the spinal cord is like an information transmitting system and communication system through your body, where the neurons fire and wire, your organs get nourished, and it brings structure, stability, and mobility. Now, how fluid your spine will be in the future will also determine the longevity of your life. Your spine is so important for us to be able to breathe freely in this upper region and to be able to also just nourish all our organs. Now, it is directly linked with your nervous system also and with your immune system. Which means if you sometimes are sick, it is always good to do some gentle movements. Okay, let's start. I'm going to guide you through a practice that engages the spine in all seven directions, which means extension, lateral, right and left, twist, left and right, and also here, just extension opening up and flexion rounding back. It is very important that we incorporate this practice with your breath. So I'm going to cue your breath while you will move. And this is pretty much a synchronization. Namaste Namaha. Welcome to your self-care practice all about the spine. I'm going to guide you through a movement practice that allows you to engage your spine in all seven directions. Extension, lateral on each side, twist on each side, and also here the flexion moving forward and extension on opening up. Why is the spine so important? Because you are able to control your nervous system with your spine. The breath and the spine working hand in hand together to be able to help you to nourish your nervous system and your immune system. Now, if you would like more information about this, please check my website out and also the blogs that I'm writing and other posts. Now, let's start. I'm lying down now. Some people maybe do not like to lie down and that's okay. So I will create another practice seated or standing. Perfect. So you're gonna lie down onto your back. If you have already strain in your lower spine, maybe just keep your knees bent and let your knees drop into each other. From here, I like you to reconnect to your breath. Why? Because your diaphragm is directly attached to your spine, to your thoracic spine, and to your ribcage. So we're just going to inhale deeply. Exhale, release a little bit more on the mat. Now inhaling and exhale, arrive in the here and now on your mat. Just continue by yourself on your own for another five breaths. Allowing yourself to just arrive here. No matter if this practice is done in the morning, midday, or in the evening. Just see how I draw my chin slightly in to keep it neutral. So I'm not compressing here the vertebrae in my cervical spine. So from here, I'd like you to take your knees into your chest. And just take the moment to hug them tightly into your chest, lifting up your chin and your head, and exhale, releasing. Placing your hands on top of your knees, slightly circle your knees to one direction. And just observe, what do you feel, especially in your lower spine, in your lumbar spine? And change the direction of your soul.
From here, opening up your arms to each side, palms facing up or down. I'd like you to inhale. Exhale, release your knees all the way to the left and let them just drop. And if your right shoulder comes off the floor, that's perfectly fine. Just let them drop here. Now, if you like to, you can look to your left to release here with your neck. You can look up to the sky to not have any strain on your neck. Or look to the right to deepen the twist. It's really up to you. But what is really important, focus on your breath on the right side of your ribcage. And maybe place your left hand onto your ribcage. And see if you can feel your breath with each inhalation creating space. When you exhale, releasing down. Inhaling, creating space. And exhale, releasing. On your next exhalation, I'd like you to focus on your core muscles. Strengthen them, support your spine, bringing them back to the center when you exhale. And on your next exhalation, release your knees all the way to the right. And here you can again look to your right, up towards the ceiling or to the left. But focus on the breath in the left side of your ribcage. So when you inhale, creating space. And when you exhale, releasing down. A couple of times in your own rhythm. Maybe inhaling, creating space in your lower spine. And exhale, releasing down. On your next exhalation, engage your core muscles, coming back to the center. And from here, draw your knees back in. Give yourself a nice little hug. From here, I'm placing my hands on top of my knees. I'm going to inhale. Draw my knees to the front. Exhale, use my core muscles, draw the knees back in. Inhale, drawing my knees to the front. Exhale, back to the center. Inhaling, back to the front. Exhale, back to the center. So continue on your own for another three breaths. And I'd like you to start really mindfully, with awareness, engaging your core muscles when you exhale. Start waking them up, activating them. From here, I'm placing my knees on top of my hips. Lifting up my feet, chins parallel to the floor, 90 degree angle. I either point my feet, I flex them, or I point, draw my toes back and joint them. Placing my hands on top of my upper thighs, I draw my hands into the thighs into my hands, softening my shoulders and the hinge of my jaw. Now stay here for 10 breaths, and every time when you exhale, I like you to imagine you're wearing this corsage, this corset, around your spine, around your abdomen, and drawing always back in to the midline, to the center line of your body. Inhaling and exhaling. Stay here active, and I'm sure you can feel your core muscles by now. But this will support your spine. After your 10th breath, exhale, bring your knees back in. And slowly from here, roll onto your side. Support yourself with your hands and come to seated. Here, I'm coming into a cross-legged seated position. Now, if you have a pillow next to you and you feel really uncomfortable with your knees opening up, take the pillow, place it underneath your sit bones so that your hips are slightly lifted up and it makes it easier for you to open up your hips. From here,
I'd like you to take a moment and just take your fingertips onto the floor. Breathe a couple of times. Now inhaling from the center of your chest, your rib cage, your lower ribs. Exhale, release your lower ribs, your rib cage, and your chest. Inhaling, chest, rib cage, lower ribs. Exhale, lower ribs, rib cage, and chest. You're engaging your diaphragm now in a correct way. Many of us are reverse breathers, so we stay here. So instead of the diaphragm expanding down, which is correct, you normally contract up. Hence, we don't get enough oxygen. Hence, we get more stress, and our sympathetic nervous system is even wiring more. From here, I'd like you to inhale, lift your arms up, soften your shoulders, exhale, release down. Inhale, keeping your spine straight, lifting your arms up, chin parallel to the floor. Exhale, release your shoulders. Now from here, inhale, lift your left arm up towards the sky. So I'm a mirror to you. Soften here your left shoulder. Exhale, release all the way to the right. Now soften here the right shoulder. You can look down, you can look forward. But really feel that you're supporting yourself with your right hand. Inhale, lengthen the left side of your body. Exhale, release. Again, next exhalation, release down. Inhale, lift your right arm up. Soften the right shoulder. Exhale, reach all the way to the left. Softening the left shoulder here. Inhale, creating length. The right side of your body. Exhale. On the next inhalation, coming back to the center. From here, inhale, lift your arms up. Exhale, twist to your right. Place the left hand on top of your right knee, right hand behind you. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Keep your chin parallel to the floor. Exhale, see if you can maybe twist a little bit more. Without pushing, gently unfolding. Inhale, extending the spine. Exhale, twist. On your next inhalation, coming back to the center, lift your arms up. Soften your shoulders. Exhale, twist to your left. Right hand on top of your left knee. Left hand behind you. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, twist. Your next exhalation, come back to the center. Perfect, we've done the twist, the lateral bends. Now, I just like you to loosen up here the shoulders, because obviously if you have been working the entire day at a desk, on a laptop or a computer, or you have just worked physically, we tend to have all the weight on top of our shoulders. Now straighten up your arms to the side. Flex your hands. Yes. Soften your shoulders. Soften your jaw. Now I'd like you to inhale. Open up your hands forward. Look slightly up. Exhale. Round your arms forward and your upper spine. Look down. Inhale. Opening up. Exhale. Now imagine that each hand gets pulled to each direction. So you just feel like you're creating length in your arms and you're creating space around your cervical spine and thoracic spine. Inhale, opening up, arching. Exhale, contracting your core muscles, draw in. Now one more time, inhale, opening up, arching. Exhale, rounding and release. Just inhale, roll your shoulders up. Exhale, release them back and down. Inhale, roll them forward and up. Exhale, back and down. One more time. Inhale, lift forward and up. Exhale, back and down. Perfect. We're going to come now to tabletop position on hands and knees. Now, if your knees are slightly sensitive, due of injury or just generally, place a pillow underneath your knees.
Now place your knees as wide as your hips.
Hands are underneath your shoulders. As you can see, the wrists are underneath my shoulders. I'm engaging my hands, all 10 finger knuckles. So I really actively draw them together on the mat so I do not injure my wrists. The index finger is parallel to the side edge of your mat. So you know exactly that the alignment of your shoulder and the wrist is in one line. Because what happens down here will happen here, as you can see. So I place my wrist onto the mat. There we go. Now we're going to inhale, open up your heart forward. Don't look up, please, because it creates space in your neck. Exhale, round your spine up towards the sky. Create space between your shoulders. Inhale, opening up your chest forward. Exhale, rounding your spine up. Inhale, create space. Draw your shoulders back. Exhale, create strength. Draw your core muscles in. Inhaling, opening up. And exhale. Two more times in your own rhythm. And this is such an important posture and practice here. Creating fluidity in your spine and now staying neutral. From here, releasing here to child's pose. So draw your hips back onto your heels. If you cannot do this because of your knees, place a blanket between your calf muscles and your hamstrings. Releasing down and just stay here. So this is a very quick practice you can do every morning, midday, and in the evening. And it just helps you to reset your spine, your system, your nervous system. And when you move with your breath, you stay focused in the present moment, which allows you to just give you that 10 or 15 minutes break that you maybe need from a very challenging or stressful day, so that you respond rather than react. Thank you so much for your time. Gratitude for yourself that you made it on to your mat today. Namaste, namaha.